A proposed day worth living. My days on planet 3 are divided between what ifs and wishful thinking. What if? What if I could relive that embarrassing gaffe and this time comport myself correctly? Too late or too impossible to bid time return, but seldom too late to watch my step next time. I wish I were more adept at handling life's crises, but wishing doesn't accomplish much in the real world of orderly time passage. Doing is the only way to make wishing seem real. So I will wrangle the next crisis with more aplomb. I will do better. I wish. Thoughts like these seep into the cracks of the day. For instance, it is important to feel someone else's pain. Makes me a tad more human. More humane. But I also know that feeling someone's pain doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to do anything about it, do anything to lessen their hurt. Might be I'm too lazy. Maybe I realize I'm unskilled at helping anybody else out, much less myself. It takes a lot of what ifs and wishes to come up with a solid plan for doing the right thing, the helpful thing. We are all an imperfect species in many ways. Just look around. Strangely enough, we're also such a beautiful species when we, once in a blue moon, actually do something healing or helpful or unselfishly honest. A puzzling and peculiar fault of character. So, bub, you're so pontifical. Tell me how you would make things better. First time I've ever called myself bub. Assuming the duties of creation. If I were in charge and required to improve the human species, I would try injecting more compassion and empathy into our DNA. In addition, I would toss in a pinch of willingness. Willingness to not only care, but to take action, to carry out our caring impulses, to make kindness and civility key ingredients. I would decrease the number of hurtful words and rants that damage so many of us. Take politics and piety away, and you might be left with honest interaction. To sweeten the recipe, I just might throw in a tablespoon of calmness and a dab of willingness to forgive. Bake moderately and savor the newborn fragrance and peace that make a day worth living, worth remembering. I'm Jim Reed. This is a page from my Red Clay Diary.